Or it just takes a long time to get people to convert because it requires a lot of networking, like you just talked about, a lot of speaking opportunities where I'm going out and sharing my expertise, and then a lot of one-on-ones where I'm doing coffee chats, where I'm talking to people and I'm listening to their problems and I'm offering some top-line solutions so that they can see the value. But sometimes that takes a lot of time, and especially during a launch period, it becomes very exhausting. And I know that I need to do that work, but I'm always wondering and curious if there's a better way to do it.
Attention all service-based business owners and solopreneurs. Trust me when I say there is data in your business that you are overlooking that is the key to unlocking new clients, more profitable offers, and a more strategic and effective marketing strategy. I'm going to help you uncover this information and use it to your advantage to grow your business and find those missed opportunities. Schedule your free rapid fire strategy session today by going to michelledenioconsulting.com. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of The Real Truth About Business. Again, we are here with a focused live action coaching session. I am joined today by Malika Malhorta with the brand CEO. Malika and I connected through a networking group that we are both in together, which is always a wonderful way to connect. So if you're listening and you're wondering, like, how are you finding all these people, Michelle? Where are they coming from? How are you getting them on your podcast? 90% of the time, my answer is going to be networking or some type of community. So if you are wanting to do more of that, if you're looking for more guests, please, please, please don't, you know, get inside some communities that you can really connect with the women and take the time to connect, or men, I shouldn't say just women. But Malika is here today with me, and we're going to talk all thing lead generation, which, so we've been chatting a little bit before we hit record. I always love to get a little bit of the backstory before we jump on these calls. And she's got a pretty successful business. She says, you know, as you said, it's doing very well. It's doing well. You've got your pricing, your offers, everything really honed in. And now you're looking to, what I would say is you are really looking to scale, to increase revenue without increasing your time. Because right now, if you want to share a little bit, maybe repeat what you said, is that what you're doing is working, but it's very time consuming.
Yes. So thank you so much for this opportunity. I love that I'm on the other side of the coaching table and some help with my own business. But yeah, I have a core offer, which is a mastermind called the Brand Breakthrough Mastermind. I've had it for a few years. I have figured out, you know, the right formula of what to offer, the right price point. I know exactly who it's for. So I've nailed that. But sometimes I just feel like either I'm exhausting the networks that I'm already in, or it just takes a long time to get people to convert because it requires a lot of networking, like you just talked about, a lot of speaking opportunities where I'm going out and sharing my expertise, and then a lot of one-on-ones where I'm doing coffee chats, where I'm talking to people and I'm listening to their problems and I'm offering some top-line solutions so that they can see the value. But sometimes that takes a lot of time, and especially during a launch period, it becomes very exhausting. And I know that I need to do that work, but I'm always wondering and curious if there's a better way to do it.
Okay. So the first thing that comes to mind for me when you say this is to speed up the conversion process, but your program only launches twice a year, right? So if you were to speed up the convert, like, when does your program launch?
So we have January and then September, and it's
okay.
A 4-month container.
It's a 4-month retainer?
Container, yes.
Okay. So if somebody comes to you in May, how would you convert them faster if their next opportunity to work with you is not till September?
Right. So they would be technically on like a wait list, or they could, you know, sometimes in the summer, I do offer opportunities to join the next cohort in September. And then there are some like bonus coaching calls over the summer or some kind of incentive in order for them to pull the trigger faster.
Okay. So where is the conversion struggling in that sense of like getting them to convert faster? Is it that when September comes, you've got a bunch of people on the wait list and they're not converting? Or is it that the leads in your pipeline aren't warmed up? So when it comes like launch time, like, where's the conversion not happening fast enough for you?
Yeah, I think it's, maybe that's not the right way to say it, not happening fast enough. It's just the amount of time invested in trying to convert feels like a lot. Again, doing the one-on-one calls, Doing the speaking, doing the networking, filling the calendar, which I know you have to do, but sometimes I feel like it's very time consuming to get that person to say yes. And so is there an easier way? Often when I do the one-on-ones, probably 75% of the time they do convert. So it is a shortened amount of time. It's probably more about, you know, where can I find the new leads and how can I maybe get them and nurture them in the funnel without requiring me.
Okay. Well, without requiring you, the first thing that comes to top of mind is an affiliate or referral program. Do you have an affiliate program for your current members or past members?
I mean, I don't have an established affiliate program, so that is definitely an idea to explore. I do. So a lot of my clients, after they work with me in a mastermind, they will come back and they're act as alumni and they do get a significant price reduction. So it kind of just makes it easier for them to say yes. And so usually I have between a 40 to 60% retention rate, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then they, because I work with them once or twice, they then act as sort of ambassadors. And if they get a client, if I get a client that signs on, then they will get bonus one-on-one strategy calls with me. So it's kind of just like a verbal agreement that I tell people, but nothing is very formal. But you're making me think that maybe I need to have something more formal.
That would definitely be. I had a client who has a affiliate program for, she has a template business. So the business is slightly different, but the strategy is the same. And she has a very formal affiliate program. And one of the strategies that really scaled her business that, you know, has worked very well and I'm a big believer in is really honing in on a really strong affiliate program, especially if they are loyal, like raving fans. And so she actually, I believe, increased her income and revenue like 70% the year that we went all in with the affiliate program. And what I mean by that is like really like setting up a true affiliate program. So they have a link, right? It's something easy they can promote, giving them not just bonus coaching sessions, but cash, right? Like some type of percentage cash incentive, but then also staying in touch with your affiliates and helping them to think about the ways that who are the people, because I think sometimes we all know a lot more people, but we don't think about it, right? Because we're so wrapped up in our own business or what we're thinking about that we don't think like, oh, this person probably would be a great fit for Malika or in her program or something of that sort, right? So educating, one of the things is not just having an affiliate program, but every week, or I think it was twice a week or twice a month, I mean, or once a month, she was sending out and reaching out to her affiliates through like an email program, like, hey, here's something you can do. Here's how you can promote it. Here's something else to think about. Here's some objections you might hear, you know, different things to really, really empower her affiliates to feel like, oh yeah, I know exactly what I'm selling. I know exactly why my clients need this. This is, and it became a win-win for every, like it was like a three-way win for everybody, right? Like they look really good because they're referring clients out. Nicole, you know, my client Nicole was making extra income, obviously, without having to do anything. And her affiliates were making money too. So I think for you, if you're trying to scale, especially since you have such a core foundation of programs and it only like you've got that all so dialed in, why not just let other people do the selling for you, especially if you have raving fans?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea. Question for you. Do you find that like a flat fee, referral fee, or is it a percentage? Like what tends to work best?
Well, I think both work depending on business model, percentage of sales. Like the one thing I've seen a couple, like I've seen a lot of different affiliate programs. So you can do like percentage of like their initial purchase, percentage of like their lifetime, which is very hard to manage as far as I'm concerned. It's a lot of admin on that end, or a flat retainer fee, especially if you only launch twice a year and your program is a set fee, I would just do a flat retainer fee. The only issue becomes like, if you separate that into payments, is it that they don't get paid until all six payments come in or whatever? I don't know if you do like a pay in full or if there's a payment program or whatnot, but so you'd have to make sure that you have some affiliate stipulations, like really get a nice affiliate contract, make it very clear as to like when the payment goes out, you know, that it sits in there pending until all payments have been done or whatever it is. But Either way, I mean, anywhere from 10 to 20%, I wouldn't give away any more than 20%.
I was going to ask you that. I was thinking like between 10 and 15% standard rate. And do you, for the sign up for like an affiliate, is it as formal as like having its own landing page and then, or is it through some programs that actually make it much easier? I'm trying to think. I use Podia.
I don't know if Podia has, I know like Thrivecart has an incredible affiliate program. It's so easy. I know my other client, she uses a plugin through her WordPress site. I think, I don't know if Podia has it, but yeah, it is a formal, because you want to make sure that they're agreeing to the terms, right? And you also want to make sure. So there's two sides to this. For a while, with my other, one of my other clients that we did with the affiliate, she was very anal about they could only become affiliates if they had purchased from her. And I see the point in that because for a while there, affiliate marketing got really out of control where everybody was just signing up to become affiliates to sell other people's programs and they had no idea even what they were selling. But because you do so much networking, I don't know that that would be necessarily something I would put in as a stipulation. Like if you have people that you network with that you know are never going to be your client, and that's okay. They don't need you. Maybe you're not a good fit, but it doesn't mean that they don't know somebody that's a great fit. They would be a great affiliate. You know what I mean? So you, I wouldn't limit it to people that have done business with you, but be very mindful of it. So if you want to put it out publicly, then you can put it right on your website, like become an affiliate. If you would rather do it more of like a, hey, if this is something you're interested in, I'd love to invite you. And when you do it that way, it's kind of more, a little bit more of exclusive. Like I don't allow everybody to be an affiliate. I'd love to invite you. Is this something you feel strongly about? Do you feel like your audience would resonate with it? That type of thing. And so you can then just have a separate form or sign up.
I think that's a great idea. I could have like a secret page on my website. And because I have one core offer at one standard price, it could be very clear of like, you make $500 if somebody joins my program, that's $4,500. And then you can have a form that's right there. And then you can have it generate, you know, create the link that sends them to whoever's going to generate that affiliate link, right? Yeah, I think that's a good idea. That should be something I explore. I've talked about it. I've done it sort of half-assed, to be honest. But because I have like very strong partners in terms of strategic partners or joint venture partners, you know, you're right. It's not just clients. It could be those people as well. You know, as long as it fits in their marketing schedule and it's not conflicting with their own launches. I think by having that on my website all the time and then directing people and then they can kind of choose when it is ideal for them to share. I think that's, it's a no-brainer almost. Like I should really be doing that.
Yeah. Affiliate, especially when you have set products, you know, it's different if you're offering one-to-one or something of that sort. It's really kind of, it can be difficult. It can be a really difficult thing to have like a formal affiliate program. But when you have your core offer and it's the set price and it's very simple, it's not terribly difficult to manage and it can be extremely lucrative. Because people love to get the incentive on the, and again, the bonus coaching sessions are great, but at the end of the day, people love money. You know what I mean?
And I think you're right.
People love money.
And the more I think about it, like, I think for me, because I'm so niched and the more niche you are, the more you become the only solution for a lot of people. That just helps with the affiliate because your name pops up if you are really niched in your brand as being the only solution. And so why not share that with someone else's network, right? Or someone else, you know, who's a partner or a peer. So yeah, I think you're making it very clear that it should be something I definitely
do in this. And then nurture those people too, because one of the things that we struggled with, and I've seen people struggle with affiliates is they say, oh, well they sign up and then they don't sell it. And the thing is that everybody's busy. We're inundated. We're moving on. And so nurturing the people that are selling and promoting for you, right? So if you're going to do a one-to-one, maybe set up a one-to-one every other month or every quarter with each affiliate and touch base with them. What's new? What's going on? How is this going, right? Especially leading up to it. So you're reminding them, you're staying in touch. You're kind of like getting yourself staying, you know, keeping that top of mind awareness around them and like, oh yeah, you know what? You're right. I did forget about this person, or, oh, I'm so glad you reached out. Or, I hadn't even thought about this, or I just had this call with somebody else. Like, they just, again, it's not that people don't want to use their affiliate programs or their affiliate links or their any of the, it's just, you have to make it easy for them. And so whatever program that you come up with or whatever you do, make it the link easy to find, make, you know, and so that was the other thing that we implemented that I thought was really great. And it's been working out really well is every month, just kind of like, oh, here, by the way, here's a link to your affiliate portal or whatever it was, depending on what you're using, just so it's easy. Again, like if people are doing the selling for you, make it easy for them to do the selling for you. Don't make them have to go hunt through a million websites and remember all these passwords to find their links, because that's when they don't use them.
Right. Even like I know during a launch period, sometimes I provide scripts to my peers and my clients and ask them if they are open to sharing to help, you know, get more eyeballs on the offer and the launch. And that would be a great way to then, you know, bring this into it as well. The affiliate gives them more incentive to want to share. And then when you're providing them the copy, it makes it super easy just to cut and paste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Swipe files really make a big difference. So that would be my one suggestion as far as really not having your time. I mean, it's still time no matter what, you know that, like no matter what you do, you still have to invest some time. And then real quick, just another thought before we wrap up, we've got a couple of minutes left, is running more of like a monthly masterclass or a monthly like meet and connect with Malika, something like that. So instead of doing one-to-ones, you're doing more of like a group. So it could be 4-on-4, could be 5-on, you know, it could be a group program. You could be teaching a masterclass so that, you know, and it's the same thing every month. It's not new. I think where people struggle with masterclasses or webinars or anything is that they feel like they have to create something new every single month. And the reality is you don't. You can literally teach the same masterclass or run the same style of group, you know, funnel, like lead generator funnel every single month. And then it's very easy, like when you're networking, oh, hey, if you want to connect further, I run this class. It's the third Tuesday of every month. Please, you know, join me here. It's a great way for us to meet and connect. And so then you're kind of connecting as with a group of people. And so you can make it, you can kind of combine it to be like maybe a little mini class, like a mini masterclass with some networking and get to know you style. I've seen that work really well. I think it's a great idea if you're really limited on time to capitalize on like all the people you're meeting at once.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, currently I do a monthly, it's called the Brand Power Hour. It's free. Either I am leading a training or I have a guest expert. But I think what I like about what you're saying is instead of me creating new content, like if when it's my turn, I should do every quarter, I should be maybe doing the same content. Mm-hmm. And offering that, because that will just then, you know, deepen my expertise, showcase who I am as a niche, as an authority, instead of like trying to always build like different branding themes here and there. I can get mm-hmm. the variety through the guests, but when it's my turn to speak, maybe I just keep within my lane, which has always been brand and niche strategy. So, and that would just make it super easy for me too. And just then take away all of the pressure of creating this beautiful new deck and all the things.
Exactly.
It's more about, this is the theme. It's more workshoppy. It's more Q&A and giving value that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And you could even sell the replay or use it as a lead magnet. You know, that's another, if they don't want to wait for your quarterly, you know, by the way, hey, if you want to connect with me, this is a great way. I teach this every quarter, but if you don't want to wait until, because the quarter might, they may have just missed it. Right. And then if they don't want to wait 3 months, like give them the replay.
Right. Yeah. I love that idea.
So awesome. So as we wrap up, do you have your action items to kind of wrap it up? One would be, my suggestion would be to create a actual formal affiliate program. Come up with that, especially you've got time before your next launch. I think you could probably even get it done before September. I think that's a great idea. I think it's a great way to capitalize on the people that already know and love you. And then number two would be to create some type of reoccurring content that you can draw people into. How does that sound?
Yeah, totally doable. I love it. Thank you so much. I feel excited. Yeah.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's good. I think you've really given me just a strong reminder and kick in the butt that, you know, I can't really do some of these things half-assed. Like having a little bit more strategic and more emphasis and getting it organized is really just going to help my business grow faster.
Yeah, absolutely. And Malika, where can everybody connect with you and learn more about you, your business, your company, everything?
Yes, thank you. So you can visit my website, which is malikamalhotra.co, which I know is a mouthful, but hopefully there'll be a link somewhere.
It will. I'll put the link in the show notes for sure.
And then I'm very active on Instagram, so would love to connect with you there. My handle is the same, at malikamalhotra.co.
Awesome. All right. We'll make sure we link both of them. So if you are interested in learning more about brand strategy, niche strategy, definitely connect with Malika. And if you're interested in connecting in the community that Malika and I met, I will make sure I link that. But it's called the Busy People Networking. It's a fabulous community of women. And I think there's actually a couple men in there now, too. But anyways, I will make sure I link all of those. Malika, thanks so much for spending time with me today. Appreciate it. I hope you found this very helpful.
Yes. Thank you so much. This was great.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much for listening today. But remember, now it's time to take action. My goal is to get you results. So, what is one action you can commit to taking this week? Feel free to share it with me in my DMs or tag me on your socials. Not sure what action to take? Grab the link in the show notes and schedule a strategic power hour. We can talk through it together and get you a strategic plan of action in just 60 short minutes. Oh, and one last favor. As with every podcast, reviews and ratings are what help us continue to show up and grow. So if you wouldn't mind, please take a quick minute to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify and share this episode with a friend. Thanks. Talk soon.